This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Today, we're checking out Selling Sarasota. This is from Shelley and Edward Panis. I've actually met these people. They gave me a bottle of rum. How cool is that? I think it was Podfest last year. And, Ed said, hey, check out my show. Here's their description for my good friends at Apple Podcasts. Welcome to Selling Sarasota Podcast. In every episode, Shelley lays the smackdown, on misfortune and delivers key insights into local real estate. Shelley and Ed are realtors with Century 21, Beggins Enterprises in Sarasota, Florida. Their website is, you guessed it, Selling Sarasota podcast.com, and we're going to listen to episode number 2, which is called the Community Spotlight Jingle Bell Run, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, we're ready to get our Sarasota on. Here we go.
Welcome to Selling Sarasota Podcast. In every episode, Shelley lays the smackdown on misinformation and delivers key insights into local real estate.
Like it.
Grab your notepad, sunscreen, and flip-flops. It's time to listen and learn how to successfully buy and sell homes in Sarasota, Florida, so you too can enjoy living in paradise.
All right, I know what I'm getting into.
Here to show you how is published author, speaker, business trainer, and your residential expert, Shelley Panis.
So far, so good.
Welcome to Selling Sarasota Podcast. I'm your host, Shelley Panis, and with me is my producer, Edward.
Hi there.
Hi.
We're doing the jingle. What exactly are you doing over there?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to be focusing on the Jingle Bell Run.
Those are maracas.
Well, I couldn't find jingle bells.
So you just had to shake something.
What? That's not right?
Probably not.
Well, anyway, we are doing another community spotlight focusing on the Jingle Bell Run coming up December 15th at Nathan Benderson Park.
Yep.
And today we're talking to the Mercer family.
We are talking to the Mercer family. And remember this name, Jaden Mercer, because this kid's going to be a star.
She's going to rule the world. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was her mother, Jennifer, and Jaden were kind enough to sit down with us and tell us their story. Jaden was diagnosed with arthritis very young. Mm-hmm. And her and her mother share a bit of their journey and the, you know, the difficulties with having youth arthritis.
Absolutely. Because there's things we just don't even think about. And it was a great little interview. So why don't we hear from Jaden?
Absolutely.
Okay. I love the production. The smackdown on
today,
misinformation.
Today we are doing a special interview.
Local real estate.
Again, as part of our continuing series on the Jingle Bell Run. And the Community Spotlight is working with the Arthritis Foundation, the Jingle Bell Run, and we have today with us Jennifer and Jaden Mercer. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Great audio.
Absolutely. Say hi.
Hello.
You're as bad as Ed.
That's why we're on the same side of the table.
Oh, I see. Jennifer and Jaden are a family who live here locally, and they're going to be sharing their personal arthritis story with us today. Jaden is actually serving as the youth honoree for this year's Jingle Bell Run. So, like, do you get to wear a tiara or
what? No.
No?
No.
Oh, we're going to have to do something about that.
No, please don't.
Wait, because your dad can take pictures of it.
No.
What, dress you up like an elf or anything? Come on.
It's Christmas time.
Not yet.
Well, it'll be in December when the run actually takes place, and we'll give more details about that at the end. But Jaden, tell us a little bit about you. Where do you go to school? What's your hobbies? What do you do for fun?
I go to school at Virgil. That was my elementary school. Sorry. Okay. I go to Buffalo Creek Middle School, and I enjoy doing soccer, and I'm in a special program for smart. I don't know how to explain. How would you explain it, Mom?
It's an honors program.
Okay, fine.
For gifted learners.
It's an honors program, and then I'm in a gifted class, and...
What's the name of the program?
It's called Cambridge, and then I do a martial arts class after school and another club that my mom actually runs. It's called the Student Sunshine Club, and you basically do nice things for people around campus.
Okay, a couple things. Number one, the audio quality is phenomenal. I love the music. I love the vibe. I liked the jingle bells in the background, kind of a Charlie Brown thing going on there. And I love the fact that you didn't let a kid that was giving you one-word answers throw you. Thank you, little guy. The only disconnect I had, but I get it, is I'm supposed to be learning insights into local real estate, which I guess I am, because this is about this run that's happening, and this little person is going to be the benefit. It sounds like he has arthritis, and that's what the Jingle Bell Run is about. So I like this on a couple things. Now, I'm not learning about real estate, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe when I hear the word real estate, I think buying and selling houses. But I like this idea because people in Sarasota would listen to this and they get to know a little more about the Jingle Bell Run. And then you then are developing a relationship with your audience. And so when somebody goes, well, I don't know, we're thinking of selling our house, or, oh, we're thinking of buying a house, now they're going to go to you guys. So I like the strategy here. And like I say, the production was awesome, and that kid was not helping by giving these one-word answers. So I thought that was good. And yeah, in this case, the little person here, whose name I cannot remember, has arthritis and is doing martial arts and everything like that. And then if you go out to their website, you can see all the information and how to get to the run, and there's a PDF to download and everything like that. So I like this podcast. The artwork is nice. Normally I don't comment on things like that. And God bless you for having, you're using the Libsyn podcast page, and that's not why it's great. I'm just loving the fact that you have all the buttons that you can have on your page, on your page. So that's very cool, because a lot of people don't do that when they use the Libsyn podcast page. So all in all, it was great. I will have links to this out at podcastrodeoshow.com/246 if you want to check it out. And if you would like your show right here, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, or if you want, click on the Patreon button. And if you are a patron of $5 or more, I will add your show here on this show. Now, if you want a full review, like head to toe, top to bottom, go over to Podcast Review Show. That's a show I do with 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson, and we go over your website, we go over your audio, we go over your flow, every part of your podcast. That's over at podcastreviewshow.com. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there's always room for improvement, and always enjoy the ride. Take care.